Cyst dictations by Dr. Sharon or Ms. MD. The date of examination is 12/30/22. The name of the patient is Kathleen Hausler, H-A-U-S-L-E-R. First name Kathleen, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N. This is Cardiac Care Associates letterhead. This is a treadmill stress echocardiogram. File Strecco, space Hausler, space K. Treadmill stress echocardiogram, date of examination 12/30/22. Referring physician Subhasra Karanamathy, MD. Performing physician Sharon Armaes, MD. New paragraph clinical indication, 68-year-old female with history of hypertension and abnormal ECG. Period. New paragraph. ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph. Baseline ECG. Normal sinus rhythm, comma. RSR prime V1, comma, consider septal MI of indeterminate age, comma, non-specific STT wave changes, period, baseline blood pressure, colon, 128 over 80, parentheses, amlodipine 10 milligrams, comma, Benicar 40 milligrams, and chlorthalidone 25 milligrams, close parentheses, period, baseline heart rate, 88 beats per minute, period, new paragraph. Patient underwent tremor exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 7 minutes, semicolon, 1 minute to stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 148, parentheses, 97% maximum projected heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 160 over 80 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 23680, period, new paragraph. Patient not experiencing chest discomfort during stress. The recovery period stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8 mets. The patient had baseline borderline hypertension with initial increase with stress, but then a plateau at peak stress consistent with some blunting on medication. There was borderline diastolic hypertension throughout stress. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise, but with residual tachycardia at the end of the recovery period. The patient had a final blood pressure of 124 over 80 and a heart rate of 112 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, there was less than 1.5 millimeters of horizontal to upsloping ST depression, at least 2-3 in ABF, which did not meet diagnostic criteria for ischemia at 80 milliseconds past the J point. New paragraph. Impression, normal ECG portion of tremble stress echocardiogram to 97% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent a treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged at baseline immediately post-peak stress exercise in the left lateral decubitus position, parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, apical four-chamber views, and apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline and post-peak stress studies were technically adequate and of good quality. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram. Normal wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram. Normal wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities with normal augmentation of wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 97% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, conclusions. One. Normal ECG portion, tremble stress echocardiogram to 97% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. Diagnostic predictive value of this finding is somewhat diminished by the presence of baseline STT wave changes. Two, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Three, the patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8 mets comparable to her prior stress test. Four, the patient had baseline borderline hypertension with initial increase in blood pressure in response to stress, but with a plateau at peak stress consistent with some effective blunting of blood pressure response to stress on medication. The patient had borderline diastolic hypertension throughout the test period. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise, but with residual tachycardia at the end of the recovery period, suggestive of a component of a deconditioned response to stress. Five, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Six, normal echocardiographic portion of tremor stress echocardiogram to 97% maximum predicted heart rate with normal baseline and post-peak stress wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities, normal augmentation of wall motion with exercise, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armaes, MD.